Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
You'll be very relieved to hear it's only 197 days until Christmas. I know this is crazy, but serious companies will already be planning for winter sales. Smaller businesses may still be too timid to launch e-commerce sites so they can sell their wares online. That's despite a 375% surge in online shopping since 2019, according to OnePost's latest e-commerce index. And Garrett Bridgman is the Managing Director of Mails and Parcels with OnePost Commerce and is on the line. Good morning, Garrett.
Good morning, Joe.
What are the reasons why companies still resist going online?
Well, some companies believe that their product isn't suitable to going online. But, you know, for us, all the indications are, you know, if you're a retailer and you have a product that's a great product, you should put it online, because 95% of Irish adults plan to shopping online and will be shopping online this Christmas. And we've been running our e-commerce research index now for about a year. And the index basically surveys consumers on their online shopping behaviors, particularly around Christmas 2023. So what we wanted to do was we wanted to share this information now with Irish business in June, so you have time to make changes to their e-commerce offerings or their website, because an awful lot of shopping is going to be made during the peak trading period, which is between October and December, when sales more than double. So what we've done is we've taken all this research, taken all these insights, and we've put them into a handy pack, which is available to our customers, called Getting Ready for Peak. And it's available on the OnPost website. So what it is telling us is that we've been working on our Christmas plan since January, and we're working with all our retailers. And they say this year is going to be the biggest trading year ever in Ireland for people buying online.
Are you guys getting ready for it as well? Are you guys hiring more staff and getting more vans?
Yeah, we would. Yeah. So we plan every year. We're planning for actually peak 26 at the moment as well. But so you have certain levels of plans where you'd have high level investment in technology and buildings and infrastructure. But in terms of our daily planning, we're planning since January for this year. And we are seeing the numbers this year are going to be huge. So what we'd say to Irish customers is there's some fascinating insights. And these are small things that Irish SMEs sitting out there today who have no online presence, know nothing about e-commerce. We have some great pointers, such as things like, we're seeing that there's a huge increase in people buying via social media. So 40% of all purchases now online are made via someone that's scrolling on Instagram, scrolling through Facebook, and they click through to a website and they purchase. So this is a huge growth channel. So any small business out there can, you know, open an Instagram account, you know, go on, if you have a great product and you want to go on and talk about it, or, you know, if you have a few budget to get a social influencer, is whether you like them or not, they are incredibly important.
I saw a lovely website from a guy in the Gaeltacht selling fudge.
Oh, yeah. There's a great customer, actually, called Thomas Pohl from Inishmore. And it's called Man of Aran Fudge. And this is a guy who, second, third generation making fudge, 73 years of age, wanted to sell beyond the islands, and is online now selling fudge all around the world. So, you know, e-commerce really is for everyone. And the great thing as well for Irish business, and I talk about this all the time, anytime I talk to Irish business, since Brexit, you know, Irish retail has a huge competitive advantage. Because in the past, yes, Irish people want to buy online. They want to buy from Irish customers because they want to feel that they're supporting Irish, you know, employment and trade because it's the right thing to do. But invariably, they are buying from UK websites because it's more convenient and cheaper for them. But since Brexit, Irish brands have a huge advantage because Irish consumers are saying, you know what? I know I'm going to get it. I know there's not going to be any import charges. I know my returns process is going to be seamless. So we say to Irish business, you have a huge advantage over UK retailers and beyond. So you should promote it on your website very easily.
I get that, Garrett. But is the returns process seamless? And I know you guys are involved in that. But sometimes it's not as seamless as you think. And sometimes the big online retailers, such as Amazon and others, make it that little bit more pain-free.
Yeah, and I think that's what you need to do. I mean, what customers want when they're buying online is certainty and a frictionless purchasing experience. So what they want to know when they come onto your website, when am I going to get it? If I don't like it, how do I return it to you? And size guides actually is the third. And what we say to customers is, a lot of consumers, and it's not intentional, they put that information in their help section. That's not where we want it. Customers want it upfront and out and open. So when you go on, you have that. So we'd say that to Irish customers, Irish SMEs. Be very clear upfront with your consumers. when they're going to get it, how can they return it, and size guides. And that will make it less frictionless and they're more likely to buy for you.
And are on post as competitive as the likes of DPD or FedEx or any of those when it comes to moving products for SMEs?
Absolutely. OnPost would be the market leader in Ireland in terms of e-commerce. We're the largest e-commerce company in Ireland. We deal with every SME. So what we'd say to SMEs, you know, if you have any queries, no matter where you are in your online journey, whether you've just listened to this interview today and said, maybe this is for me, what I would say is to email OnPost at experts@onpost.ie. That's experts@onpost.ie. One of our team will reach out to you and we can walk you through the whole process. And, you know, it's small little things that you can do. Don't cost a fortune. And we're in June now. So if you have the opportunity to get your proposition right, you know, have a really, really powerful proposition available for your consumers in October of this year. That's the sweet spot. If you're ready for October, that's when people start buying online.
All right.
Up till November, around the Black Friday period, we all remember. So that's what we'd say to our consumers.
Oh, well, you've got the message out very clearly there, Gareth. Thank you so much for joining us. That's Gareth Bridgman, the Managing Director of Mails and Parcels with OnPost Commerce.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.